Hard Megxit or soft Megxit? Have Harry and Meghan misjudged public feeling? And what does their departure mean for the future of the monarchy? With questions mounting, turn to The Telegraph for answers. Subscribe today at telegraph.co.uk.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, I'm Holly Rubenstein, the host of the Travel Diaries podcast, where each week I speak to guests like Rick Stein.
I love talking about my travels.
Sir Richard Branson.
We came across this beautiful island called Necker Island.
Dev Patel, Poppy Delevingne, and many more about the travel experiences and destinations that have shaped their lives. We chat favourite cities, hidden gems, and what's at the top of their bucket lists. It's Wanderlust guaranteed. Just search for The Travel Diaries on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, available on YouTube. And joining me is a very, very handsome and wonderful man. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Batch Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Well, hello. Welcome to Tuesday. How was your Tuesday going so far?
Oh, I love a Tuesday. Always a Tuesday.
Always a
if
Tuesday.
They could all be Tuesdays, Ben. If they could all be Tuesdays.
Well, maybe someday they can all be Tuesdays. I mean, days of the week are just a frame of mind, right? You can just always say it's Tuesday. What is the weekend anyway?
Anyway,
Tuesday. Anyway, well, isn't there a store called Tuesday Mornings?
There sure is, Tuesday Morning, and it's an amazing store. And Lauren Bacall used to do the ads for it, and she doesn't anymore, which is highly disappointing.
Well, she's dead.
I loved her. I know, but still, just keep bringing her back. Listen, like, if Carrie Fisher can still be in Star Wars, then Lauren Bacall, I want CGI Lauren Bacall selling me goddamn Tuesday morning pillows.
I want to see the marketing meeting for that. Okay, guys, I'm saying this. Let's spend our 2020 budget on a CGI version of Lauren Bacall. It'll turn around sales everywhere.
Well, listen, there's your good idea, Tuesday morning. Take it or leave it. It's up to you.
Well, I have a really good idea for people, which is that they should head on over to watchcrappins.com, because guess what? We have a new show that we're announcing today. We are going to Madison, Wisconsin, to the Majestic Theater on April 17th, 2020. So in just a few months, Wisconsin, you know, their team is heading to, like, the conference championships in football, Green Bay Packers. Do you know about the Green Bay Packers? Have you heard of them?
I sure have.
Well, guess what? Wisconsin. I'm pandering to our Wisconsin people because we're doing a show in Madison. So the pre-sale is happening right now on Patreon. So you can get your tickets now, but they go on sale to the public on Friday. So if you want to make sure to lock them down, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins. And then, of course, we've got a million other shows, but you all should come to every single one of them. Next week, we're going to Detroit and Columbus. It's really exciting. We're going to cover Vanderpump Rules in Detroit and Real Housewives of New Jersey in Columbus. Spread the word. Make sure everyone you know knows this, so that way they are fully informed and ready to go. Then the week after that, we're going to Austin, Texas, and we're going to Houston, Texas. We love our Texas peoples, including you, Ronnie. And then after that, we're going to Birmingham/Hoover, Alabama. And then we have our big show in NOLA. I could not be more excited for that. I'm, like, besides myself. And then we are going to Lawrence fucking Kansas. We're going to Omaha, Nebraska, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, British Columbia, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Boston. It is going to be a huge, huge first half of 2020. And then guess what? After June, we're taking a break, okay? Sometimes you gotta take a break and be with your daughter / best friend Avery, okay? But that's the deal. Go to watchcrappins.com to get your tickets.
Yes, we're about to have so much fun, okay? But today, we are on Below Deck, everybody.
Yeah, this just in, the men are still awful on this show.
Yeah, the men are misogynist pricks. Woohoo! Men are doing great! We're doing great, guys!
Yeah. Oh, man, this show really does find new ways to make my blood boil all the time.
And we start with a little clip showing us the drama leading up to now with Ashton, with the captain, saying, I'd like to go through the final charters. I mean, Dan. Also, with my tongue down someone's throat, I don't care who it is, throw me a vagina and I will stick it in there.
Literally,
unsuspecting vagina.
All I need is a stick figure with a vagina and I'll be happy. Give me a piece of wood and tell me there's a vagina on it, and I will kiss it.
And we see the captain interviewing all the guys. Well, you know, I think that she's not a good team worker. She's a cancer!
Yeah, Tanner. Cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a cancer. Yeah. She's a cancer.
So, Rainy.
My dog just ran out of the room. That's how he's feeling about it.
Riley Lee. Well, Riley, get your ass up here. So Riley now has to have, like, the big moment with Captain Lee to find out if she's fired or not. And Kate's basically telling her, like, take responsibility for everything. Do it. Take responsibility for everything. Which I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But, you know, it was nice of Kate to try. So, but by the way, I'm Team Riley on this 100%. 100%. So yeah. Riley goes up to Captain Lee and he's like, well, I've talked to Ashton, and once he was done grinding on my thigh, then I talked to everyone else, and we do have a situation. Apparently, someone has cancer on this boat, so we're going to have to go to Sloan Kettering to take care of it.
Sloan Kettering. I've brought in a doctor that I found on a nearby raft. At least I think he's a doctor. Look, I like Cheerios is the point. So bend over, and let's take your temperature.
Here's the situation, and it's unpleasant. We're out of Cheerios. We've had to use one of the strange off-brand ones from Whole Foods, something like Monkeyos. Not the same. Not a Cheerio. Last time I checked, Whole Foods brand doesn't have an adorable little bee on it, because I love the Honey Nut Cheerio brand, specifically.
Well, with problems come solutions. When you got a bowl of Cheerios, you need some milk to solve it, all right? So you're the Cheerios. Guess what? We're not putting milk in you, all right? You're staying is my point. You're staying, kiddo. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to work on you. We're going to work on Ashton, who was just made out with my steering wheel. Do you have a napkin on you? That would be great.
Let me try to describe the situation in Cheerios, okay? I am
someone about to eat Cheerios. You're a Cheerio. Ash is the milk. And I'm going to be keeping a close eye on you because I don't know if someone Honey, I Shrunk the Kids onto someone and there's a little person in your Cheerio trying not to get swallowed to death. Okay? So my
All right,
eye
Rick
is
Moranis.
Close.
All right. Now get back to work, Rick. So Riley is really upset now. She's like, I mean, to think that the people I work with are trying to get me fired. I mean, it's a lot. They genuinely don't like me. Where do I go from here? And so she's crying to Kate. And then the captain calls Ashton up to the Sky Lounge. And he's like, all right, listen here. I've talked to everybody. And I could deal with this situation the way you are. But frankly, I don't feel like sticking my tongue on an inanimate object. So,
yeah.
Gonna keep Riley, all right? You wuss. Now, get with it.
Yeah. He's like, but we aren't going to change her. I'm not asking you to change her. I'm saying make it work. It's like when you only have half a bowl of Cheerios left, you gotta throw in some Rice Krispies. Otherwise, you're not gonna have a complete breakfast. You know what I'm saying? You need to have a full bowl of cereal at all times. Make it work.
And Captain asks, did you tell her you're just tolerating her? And he's like, well, yes, because it's the truth, Cap. And he's like, well, the truth isn't always the best policy on deck. All right. For example, the truth is you've got about 19 zits on your butt. All right. Now, if I said that, it would be bad for business. All right. Now, go out there and shake that moneymaker, kid. All right.
Now, try to do it with an open mind. Your mind isn't open right now. It's the only thing that's open, apparently, is your fly, and you're reaching in there. And I just want to remind you, I have no vagina. Okay. There it is. Going back in again. Great. Thank you.
I can't believe this decision is happening right now. I'm the one Captain brought back and trusted, and now he's trusting a third deckhand over me. Okay, A, you're the one brought back because you almost got killed last season, and people, like, automatically liked you because of that. Okay, Mr. Charming. Second of all, one of the people who helped you not get killed last season was the lady that you're currently trying to get fired.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And third of all, I don't even have a third of all, okay? But I'm just going to keep talking this tone of voice until you go back downstairs, start doing what?
Yeah.
Okay? You got time to lead. You got time to clean.
Third of all, you're a hypocrite. There it is. So now Ashton and Riley, like, have a talk to settle things. He's like, we need to make this work. Just respect the work and respect the situation. We can make it work. All right. And so Riley's just sort of standing there because Captain Lee told her that she has to change the way she reacts to things. That's the only way she's going to change the way people treat her. So she's just standing there silently giving, like, quiet got it's with her eyes. Like, got it eyes. Got it
eyes. Yeah, she's giving got it eyes.
Yeah.
So he's like, is there anything else you want to say? She's like, no. And so she walks off and she's like, fucking Joe, goddammit, motherfucker.
He didn't even offer me a paleo option when he was scolding me.
So Ashton is getting a text. He's sitting with Brian and he gets a text from one of the girls on the show who's Molly. Apparently on America's Next Top Model, LOL.
Yes, I didn't remember her, but she maybe was from a later season that I didn't watch as rigorously.
Yeah. So I love that she's still like, look at me, I'm still a model. I modeled on the Below Deck boat, which I paid to be on. So yeah. winning at life over here. I can't believe I just said winning. You Ugh. See what this show does to you?
But you were in character, because she would say winning. You wouldn't, but she would.
Thank you. It's like so method.
Yeah,
I was listening to this Oprah podcast, and Oprah keeps saying things like, oh, you know, my good friend Daniel Day. You know, because she's Oprah Winfrey. That's how she talks. She's like, well, we're just relaxing in my bird garden in Malibu or whatever. But she's like, my good friend Daniel Day, you know, he was in character the whole time when he was Lincoln. I mean, everyone had to talk to him like Lincoln. Everything. Like, I love imagining Daniel Day-Lewis standing at the Cheeto section of the craft services table acting like Lincoln, you know, in front of giant movie cameras. Like, wouldn't Abraham Lincoln be just totally fucking confused? Get over yourself, Daniel Day-Lewis. Lewis. That's
yeah.
my point.
It's a salient point that has a lot to do with everything that's happening here. Daniel Day-Lewis
Thank
is like,
you, but...
got it. Got it.
He's like, as Abraham Lincoln, I've got it.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln as the third deckhand. Abraham Lincoln as Riley. Actually, I would like to see Daniel Day-Lewis as Riley. Got it. Got it.
I am under a bed in an Airbnb.
I drink your soup that Kevin made.
Okay, so Ashton gets a text from a girl with Brian, and it's the girl from America's Next Top Model, who Daniel Day-Lewis will play one day.
Yeah.
And Oprah will brag about
Ashton,
being friends.
This is Molly. You may remember me from a previous charter season. I have requested your company at the Library, which is a bar/club where people do the dancing and the socializing in Phuket. Thank you.
Thank you. So yeah, they're supposed to go to the library, and Brian's like, "Sounds like a bad idea for you. I don't think we should do it." And he's like, "Done. It's already done. That's it.
Too late."
So Kate and Riley are in their bunk, and Kate's like, "So Riley, would you be offended if Tanner came in here and we like hooked up under you?" Which is so polite.
It is very polite. Also, like,
my friends have never been that polite. You're just suddenly like watching them fuck next to you. I don't know how many times this has happened to me, but enough that I was like, you know what? That's so polite. My friends never ask. They just do it.
I just want to know what sort of Fear Factor episode we are about to launch into. Like, the idea of like being in a bunk and knowing that like a naked ejaculating Tanner is below me is just like, ugh,
oh, Germany, quick! Like just listening to Tanner
Jiminy
climax below you.
Cricket. Oh. There's a cancer on this boat. I will call my mother and get to the bottom of it. Thank you. Thank you.
My good friend Tanner from below deck. You know, it's like, oh, shut up, Oprah. Stop your bragging.
So Riley's like, so Kate's like, oh, would you mind if Tanner came and hooked up under you? And Riley's like, if I was asleep, I wouldn't give a fuck. So then Kate's like, I have hideous taste, Riley. Hideous taste.
Riley's like, yeah, duh. And Kate says, well, this boat is stressful. Ashton's mean to me. Kevin's mean to me. I need a little consolation. Like, that's your consolation? Oh, so sad.
This is so off-brand for Kate. Like, it makes me very upset that she is, like, fallen this far. You know, this is what happened. You know, like, I remember, you know, since we had a Grindr situation on the show last week, might as well tell an experience from Grindr. Not an experience, but just like, I remember when I was on it, what would happen is over time your standards start to lower and lower and lower. I mean, I guess it doesn't, it's not even a Grindr thing. It happens with dating. You know, like, you're dating someone, like someone who's like, oh, great, great option, and it doesn't work out, and you're like, okay, well, this one's pretty good too. I could see myself. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're on a date with basically, like, someone who looks like a carpet with bowling balls under it, you know, not trying to say it as a fat shaming, but meaning that, like, just like, what am I doing? Like, this amorphous person here who has no personality, and I've suddenly, like, this is where my standards have taken me. And that's what's happened with Kate, with Tanner. And I think it's sad because I feel like Kate, it shouldn't happen. It should happen to me, but not to Kate.
Well, it's like jail sex, right? It's like you're in prison, there's no one else around. And suddenly, you know, everything changes in your life. And then you get out of prison. And you're like, oh, my God.
It's like saltines.
Block is calling me again.
Yeah, it's like saltines. Like, you never, no one ever really reaches for saltines for a snack. Like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm going to go get some saltines. But somehow they're just there. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're nibbling on a saltine. And you're like, why do I not have better options? Why did I do this to myself?
Yeah, I bought this from the store. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, what? I literally made a conscientious effort to have saltines in my apartment. Why? Because I had diarrhea at one point. That's why. And that's what Tanner is. He's like the snack that you had to stop your diarrhea at some point. And then somehow you wind up eating just on its own.
Well, it's funny that you circle back to diarrhea when we're talking about Tanner, because that was one of his major storylines. So you see, guys,
yeah.
Full circle.
Full circle.
So then everybody's getting ready to go out, and Kevin is doing his... Is it Kevin who spits in his hands for
Kevin.
His hairdo? Oh,
apparently
I just assumed that would be Tanner. Yeah, he's like... He likes to do his hair in the same decade that, you know, women still couldn't vote and stuff.
Yeah. 1999. So so now they're all going out, and there it's like the men's van and the women's van. So in the men's van, Ashton's like, so Molly and Justine want to party and hang out with us. And Kevin's like, oh, crikey, I hate Justine, guys. Oh, man, why'd you have to invite Daddy out to eat with us? Now I have to be like, Daddy, are you happy? Daddy, do you want a drink? Daddy, what can I do better for you? Daddy!
It's like, whoa.
And Ashton's like, that's all right. You'll be asleep by then anyway, bro. And they're like, ah! So then Courtney's asking the girls in their van. She's like, so who are you guys going to bang tonight? And Riley's like, nobody. I hate all three of them. So that leaves one of you three girls. And they all start cracking up. And now to the library.
Yeah, they're there. Tanner is like ready to kiss someone, anyone. Like he does not care who he's going to kiss. And they're all doing, you know, shots, whatever. And Tanner's like, hey, Kate, am I going to go home with you? And she goes, or you want to come home with me? She's like, yeah, I'll go home with you, I guess. My standards are good.
And then Molly and Justine arrive. And Kate's like, oh my God, it's so ridiculous. So she goes out to smoke, and Kevin comes with her because this is a bonding thing for them because they both hate those girls, right?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Justine is like talking to Tanner, and she's like, from chef to non-chef, we all wanted to know who was the hottest, and Molly always said it was Ashton, and I always said it was you. So that was my little really obvious way of throwing myself at you. Are you gonna? No, we're not doing it. Okay, all right. You're going to kiss me now.
Okay, no more air time. Okay, great. Well, I will be cooking somewhere. I will be cooking something somewhere in Charleston, chef to not chef.
Yeah. So Tanner's like, you know, Kate and I have sexual tension, but now Justine comes into the mix, and I'm just going to get drunk and see what happens. I'm like, okay, great. You're a real class act there, Tanner.
Yeah. And so Justine is telling Tanner, she's like, you can take me on a date, okay? You can try a little, like, make some kind of effort. And he's like, oh, all right, if I slide into your DM, you's gonna answer? And she's like, sure.
Yeah, that's the most romantic thing. If I slide into your DMs, you gonna answer? So then Kate's talking to Kevin outside, and she's like, the charter guests are here, it's annoying. I don't care who you are, I don't feel like seeing you. Which is pretty much, yeah. I think, like, Kate's philosophy on yachting.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hard Megxit or soft Megxit? Have Harry and Meghan misjudged public feeling? And what does their departure mean for the future of the monarchy? With questions mounting, turn to The Telegraph for answers. Subscribe today at telegraph.co.uk.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, I'm Holly Riebenstein, the host of the Travel Diaries podcast, where each week I speak to guests like Rick Stein.
I love talking about the travels.
Sir Richard Branson.
We came across this beautiful island called Necker Island.
Dev Patel, Poppy Delevingne, and many more about the travel experiences and destinations that have shaped their lives. We chat favourite cities, hidden gems, and what's at the top of their bucket lists. It's Wanderlust guaranteed. Just search for The Travel Diaries on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Riley is in the car on the way back because it's already over, right? Everybody's drunk.
Well, Ashton
back in their vans.
Ashton manages to he does manage to kiss Molly, and Ashton does his like patented move where he takes her head in both of his hands and just like forces her head onto his lips. Have you noticed that's how Ashton always kisses people? He just grabs the head and just like okay, your head is trapped in my man hands. You cannot go. You have to receive this kiss right now.
Yes. Yes, I have noticed. It's very forceful. Gross.
It is gross. Kate's like, I'm the one who's been working all season. I should get to fuck the deckhand.
So in the van, Riley's like, what about Ashton and Molly? And Kate's like, oh my God, who would fuck Ashton? I'd rather fuck a Vienna sausage. I mean, there's six little weenies. Like, they're pale and icky, like coagulated fat. Nobody really knows what to do with them.
Like, uh-oh, Kate's spinning out on a Vienna sausage.
Yeah. Huh.
You
that
know,
Vienna
fantasy.
Sausage just grabbed my cheeks and tried to kiss me. That Vienna sausage just punched the window. Huh.
Good. So Tanner is like, all right, Kate, my room or your room? Your room? All right, let's do it. She's like, my room? God, why does he always have to talk about it? Jesus.
Yeah.
So Brian and Courtney are holding hands on their way back to the boat. And she's like, usually when I date someone, I take it day by day. But with Brian, like, I like him. It's amazing to have such a connection with someone. Like, I don't even know what to say. Aww.
Like, this will clearly work out well and will not be tainted by the presence of small square plates. This is like the seafood tower of relationships right now. Ew.
So Tanner is fall down drunk. Shocker.
Yeah.
So he's like literally falling down drunk. And Riley's like, are you okay? He's like, no, not okay. I'm going to bed, Kansa. I'm going to bed.
And Kate's like, I'll admit it. I've had a few drinks. I'm bored. Tanner's been flirting with me all season, and now I like to cash in my tickets. So I have here some very small, grimy tickets. I would like to redeem these for one very sad sexual experience that I'll regret for the rest of my life. Thank you.
I know. It is totally like turning in your skee ball tickets when you think like, oh my God, I have got a small child full of tickets. Like, I've got so many tickets I can barely carry them. And then you take them over to the booth and you just get like a sad little squeeze stress toy, you know?
Yeah. It's basically like any time you go to Dave and Buster's and try to redeem everything you've done, and like you're just eligible for like some stale gummy worms.
Yes. So 35 hours. Oh, so by the way, he's asleep. So she goes in there and she's like, KK Tanner. And he's asleep. She's like, yeah. Baby, you doing okay? Pajama party. So rude.
Yeah. So the next morning, they're all cleaning. So Kate, of course, goes in to see Tanner to like basically rub it in his face that he missed his chance. And she's like, I came in to check on you last night, and you know, I told you to come to my room, and you wouldn't even flip over. So how do you feel? How do you feel about the fact that you've been trying to hook up with me all season, and you missed your opportunity? Anything at all?
Nothing. He's like, oh, I blew it,
And he goes, yeah, well, you know what? I would need to perform, and you know, you probably would have taken advantage of me. And Courtney just goes, gross.
So then Riley is folding towels, and she's like, can't even fire me if you try. Towels!
Yeah, because the towels then fall over.
And then Riley is trying to help tie a line and stuff, and Ashton's like, oh, I'll help her. And there's all this tension there, and the captain is watching them, and he's like, I'm not a big fan of micromanaging, and I'm not going to start now. I've told you what I expect. Deliver. All right. DoorDash, I would like to deliver. Not gonna babysit with a side of ranch. All right.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a fan of micromanaging, but I do enjoy micro machines. Wow. Great toys, and that guy could speak so fast. Fast. Wow. I really appreciate how fast he could work.
Simone is talking to Courtney, and she's like, last night, Tana was being standoffish. OMG! And Courtney's like, yeah, because he was canoodling, which is a word I heard from my grandmother, who still deserves fucking respect, so don't even try it, bitch.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I'm, like, not going to tell Simone that Tana wants to hook up with Kate because, you know, I don't know, because, like, ew. But Brian may not be very mature, but at least he's more mature than Tanner. Ew. Gross.
Mm-hmm. So the deckhands are talking, and Ashton's like, Brian, did you get some nookie? What is with this? What is with all the terminology on this show? Like, they were canoodling. Did you get some nookie? Kevin's like spitting in his hands to do his hair. It's like the Grease episode of Below Deck.
Were you necking? Huh? So, yeah. So Brian's like not sure where he stands with Courtney these days because, you know, the season's wrapping up soon and he's got a daughter, and if he's going to be bringing a woman into his daughter's life, he wants to make sure, like, he has to be confident in that choice. I'm like, you know, you've been on TV. Okay. Just so you know, your daughter can see this.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Daughters have televisions.
So he's like, yeah, so he's like, I don't know what I should do, you know, because I've got a daughter and I don't want people coming in and out of her life, and it means a lot to me, and I have to be really confident with whoever I choose has to be someone that I'm really with. And then it cuts to Courtney going, I'm looking for a snack that isn't Doritos.
Preference seat meeting. Number 8. All right.
This is a big one. This is big for Bravo fans.
Well, it's Orange County housewife Alexis Bellino. Her new boyfriend can't wait to get on vacation with her. All right, guess she's moving on quick.
Like, did you just slut shame Alexis Bellino, sir? How dare you?
Yeah. And clearly this guy is in it for a free trip to Thailand, because he could not have seemed more, I must say, he could not have seemed more less interested. He could not have seemed less interested in Alexis Bellino. See, I'm
I
already
think more or
like
less
her.
Interested is a very good description of how he seems. More or less interested.
More or less interested. So she's going to be celebrating her divorce from the Chin, Jim Bellino. Kate's like, my only concern about having a housewife as a guest is that they tend to be a little dramatic. The good news is they can't flip any of our tables because they're all nailed down. Not actually with physical nails, just Ashton has had sex with all of them. He's literally nailed all the tables. It's disgusting.
Ashton's Vienna sausage is currently stuck in the upstairs snack table. So there's that.
So they're planning their nights. One night's going to be an Irish night. Then the divorce
I'm assuming
thing.
It's St. Patrick's Day, because I don't know why you'd go to Thailand to have an Irish-themed night on a yacht unless it was St. Patrick's Day. Or unless you are very serious about your Irish heritage.
Or you're just Alexis Bellino. Like, Lord knows what's going through that brain. You know?
That's very true.
Yeah. <She's> like,
I mean, could you imagine Alexis Bellino? Oh my god, I had the best time in Thailand. We got there and made everything look Irish. It was amazing.
So we know how good Below Deck is at just continuing storylines. You know, mm-hmm. we've got the every year there's a dad who's missing his kid that he's left.
Yep.
Etc. There's a mom. There's a new collie's mom. Well, this running thing is just Brian hurting himself.
Yeah.
So the new one is, ow, my face.
Yeah,
we just see the
infrared camera of Brian's room, and no one's even in it, and we just hear Brian go, ah, he goes, ah, gosh, my nose.
my face. Courtney's like, oh my god, you're such an idiot. He's like bleeding.
He has literally gotten beaten up, like something beat him up in the shower. Like he's someone who could not even get haunted by a Japanese horror movie, because like the ghost would beat him up and he's like, oh, I fell over. It's like, no, the ghost's like, no, that was me, dumbass. I beat you up because I'm a ghost and you're in my shower. I'm pretty sure we just fell. No, because I pushed you. I'm a ghost. I pushed you over. A very gay, sassy ghost in this version.
Gay, sassy ghost.
Gay, sassy ghost who's like upset that he's not getting haunting credit.
So Riley sees Ashton and it's all tense, but they're talking about the most mundane things. She's like, what's up? He's like, cover all the furniture. Okay. Check the windows. Okay. I'm like, geez, why is this like a fight? You're talking about cleaning things, you know? And then he tells us, the best I can do now is treat her like the third deckhand she is. She's at the bottom of the ranks. Just take orders. It's like, oh my god, you're like a sniveling villain right now.
I know.
Stop.
The best thing that I can do now is to treat her like the third deckhand that she is. Keep quiet! Take orders, thank you.
Daniel Day is Ashton. Would it be out of character if I sent a text to my good friend Oprah Winfrey right now? Did Abraham Lincoln have texting on the boat? Someone research it!
Oprah Winfrey, my dear friend, I want to let you know that I would be very comfortable going into the final two charters. A man down. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I think he would be playing, I think he would probably be playing Brian in this, though, because, you know, my left foot and all.
Well, he's playing everyone. He's working his way
through
Ashton,
the cast. Oh, well, Ashton. Yeah, because Ashton,
My face, a gash upon my face. I'm not sure I could fish another person with my face that has been aghashed. Thank you. Thank you.
So, provisions.
Oh. Shannon Bedore provisions.
So, Kevin is having problems with his back. He's like, Jesus Christ, my back is acting up. Oh, Mr. Dobson.
Oh, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. I must be the weight of the expectations of Daddy.
And Kate's like, wow, you're doing a great job, Simone, juicing the banister like that. Nice work.
Simone, is there a reason why you're trying to use the pizza cutter on the wall?
And then we hear, oh, vacation starts now!
And it's Alexis Bellino.
Walking to the yacht. And Kate just goes, sounds like a dolphin.
Captain says, there's always one douchebag.
Yep. Well. So Kate says, because they're all lined up. And so the guests are coming up. And Kate goes, these people definitely look like they're from Orange County. Tanning beds, gym memberships, Barbie Mattel factory. I'm scared.
Give me a kiss, baby. Give me a kiss.
Because Alexis has this new guy that she has to make out with every 2 seconds.
Yeah, Andrew. And they're like making out in front of the lineup and everything. It's just like terrible. So they go on a boat tour. And this guy, Andrew, but I think he goes by Drew. He's like, they see the fancy toilet. He goes, well, I'm going to be spending some quality time in there. Oh, my God. I need my boyfriend to be with me, not with my toilet, Drew. Oh, my God. You're hilarious.
Of course, Alexis is going to start a fight storyline with the toilet. She's got a lot of experience with Tamara Barney.
I was about to say, she knows something about getting kicked out of seats.
Yes. So the captain, everyone in position, all right? And Alexis is making out on deck, which, you know, this is going to happen every 2 seconds. And Kate's like, ew.
Yeah. I love you. I love you. Andrew, I love you. He goes, well, thanks for getting us here. You're welcome. I love you. And he just, like, looks away.
Really awkwardly, not answering. So then Alexis, like, mounts him. You know, like he's a bachelor horse. And she's like, oh my God, everyone needs to get divorced. This is amazing.
Yeah. Oh God, just so awful. So they're all like, they're excited because they're ready for St. Patrick's Day. And then like in the galley, Kate is actually like, there's like some false optimism that seems to be going on. Kate's like, wow, they're so easy. And Courtney goes, yeah, they are. And they're so nice. I mean, I think they actually alluded to wanting a seafood tower. Like, who does that? That's so nice. That is amazing.
And one of the guys, of course, this guy hangs out with Alexis. Like, this is the type of Alexis friends you would think she would have, right? He's like, bro, did they tell you about the donuts? I eat like 2 dozen donuts a day. And one of the girls goes, well, do you poop? And he goes, yeah, I release them, plop, and then I have more donuts.
Yeah, that's exactly an Alexis friend. And in fact, when he like walked up on that little bunny deck or whatever they call it, and Alexis goes, fitness in the house. Wow.
So Riley to Ashton, tense moment. She's like, what do you want me on, Ashton? He's like, the hot tub, then dinner, and I'll need you. I'll call you. And she's like, got it. And then she walks away. She's like, these fucking idiots, I swear to God, Jesus Christ. Fuck, God damn it. Fucking asshole, piece of crap.
I mean, it's blatantly obvious I'm not part of the team from their eyes, making me question what and why I'm doing all the time. Got it. Can't say it. Oh, God.
So Kate is talking to Simone, and she's like, oh, my God. I've got exciting news for you, Simone. I'm going to let you girls handle service. Don't mess it up. And Simone's like, she's being condescending to me, and it's insulting my intelligence. Goodbye, Felicia.
That's great, Simone, but could you stop vacuuming the wine glasses? Thanks.
So now the deckhands are all high-fiving each other and laughing together, and Riley's eating in her room under the bed like the bed and breakfast. And they're like, oh, yeah, but Bruce. And she's like, I'm alone with some bacon in my room.
Just me alone with my bacon. Got it.
I hope the guests don't hear me or Daddy will be upset.
I just remember the bed and breakfast story. Daddy always said, don't come out. Children should be seen and not heard, and sometimes not even seen. And I would say, got it. Got it, Father.
So then Kevin's big green dinner. Kate's like, you want to talk about dinner? And he's like, I'm trying to spice it up. Something green on the plate and some Guinness. I'll be fine.
Daddy said I was best at making green things because I would make him puke all the time. And I just realized what he meant by that. Daddy, I get it, Daddy. Not cool.
So then
Courtney gets a text. Kevin is turning to Daniel Day-Lewis, by the way. That was
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is just playing every character on this show.
He's just like lurking around the boat, studying everyone, and then practicing in the mirror.
Yeah. It's like the classy version of Split. Maybe split. So Brian is texting Courtney, and he's like, we haven't talked about what happens when the season ends. Bloop. What are your thoughts? Bloop. I'm like, she's in the room, like, right next to you. Really? Yeah. Dude, you can't really have this talk. It has to be over text. What a wuss.
Yeah, and she goes, well, what are your thoughts? Because she's probably like, what, huh? And he goes, well, we're just having some fun, right? Which is like, you don't send that to someone that you've been, like, canoodling with all like, for several months. You just don't do that. And Courtney picks up on it, and she's like, this is, like, insensitive to have a conversation like this via text message. And so she's like, what the fuck? As really anyone would be, Brian. And so she's all mad, and she's like, you know, because she's like, I don't think that Courtney was necessarily thinking, oh, we're going to become, like, boyfriend-girlfriend after this, but suddenly be like, well, we're just having some fun, right? Is to sort of be like, well, you knew this all the time, and if you didn't know it, you're crazy. You're the crazy one. You're so needy. You know, like, that's what that sort of comment does. It's like when Tanner did that to Simone. So now Courtney's mad.
Yeah, she's mad. And Simone is so proud of herself for all those waters she passed out last week.
Yeah.
And so she's making drinks, and she's like, service isn't that hard. I'm a math major, you know. Like, that's not – one thing does not have to do with the other. Listen, I'm a server, and I'm terrible at math. Also, I'm terrible at being a server, so maybe you do have a point. Continue.
Yeah, she's like, you know, service really isn't that hard, you know. Just, you know, like, now I can do an iced coffee. I know exactly how to do it. It's like, Simone, you're handing them a boot.
So Kate is talking to Courtney in the kitchen, and she's like, so Brian texted me, and he was like, we're just having fun, right? And Kate's like, via text.
Yeah. And Kevin goes, awkward. So yeah, Courtney's like, yeah, it's just like having fun is like the tackiest thing I've ever heard. And Kate's like, I'm so surprised. And Courtney's like, ugh, it's just weird. You know, and that's like the extent of the conversation, basically. Like, oh my God, I got this text from him. Ooh, weird.
Yes. And of course, Kevin has to run back like a little damn baby. And of course, Courtney felt comfortable talking in front of Kevin because every time he has a problem, he's talking to Courtney about it. And she doesn't run straight to everybody he's bitching about.
Yeah. You
know? So yeah. I think she was under the impression that she was friends with him. Dumbass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then
and
Kate's
she wasn't
like,
even really telling Kevin. She was telling Kate, and Kevin basically like listened in, you know? And like, she knew he was there. It wasn't, like, a secret, but she was really there to tell Kate, you know? So, but Kate decides to put her on this. There's going to be an afternoon excursion, so she puts Courtney on the excursion because she's basically like, oh, God, this is going to be drama. Get her away from me. So, and then, like, it all gets interrupted because then Alexis and Drew are making out again on the boat, and Courtney's like, the last thing I want to see. The last thing I ever want to see, especially now. It's gross. Ew. Ew.
And Kate and Riley are now there in their room, and Kate's like, oh my God, were you reading a magazine in the bathroom? What were you doing? Why are you doing that?
What an interesting nod to a dying industry.
Huh. So Kate is so surprised to see Riley all depressed, you know? She's like, she's an Alaskan strong woman. She catches huge fish. She's from mainstream America, or Main Street America, and she's beaten down by an ex-Chippendale. I mean, come on.
I mean, reverse hand. So so then Brian's like walking through the galley, and Kevin's like, hey, Brew, what's going on with you and Courtney? She was up here talking all sorts of shit about what happened, which is not what it was. And it's such an exaggeration. And Kevin does this shit, it feels like, all the time. I don't know if it's true or not, but it feels that way. And now Brian's all mad. He's like, he's upset that Courtney would go and start talking about their personal relationship that's being aired on a TV show to everyone in the galley.
Yeah, he's basically getting like super mad, like dudes do when they're like, okay, now I have an excuse to be a dick and break up.
Exactly. He's like, this is a different side of Courtney that I'm seeing. It's not a good side. I'm like, the side of Courtney where she like vents briefly to a friend.
Whoever I want.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the girls aren't allowed to vent to people.
So, 7:10 p.m., Kate. So Kate is handing out headband things, like with little Irish, whatever, headbands, okay, and hats.
Authentic Irish celebration yes. garb.
I'm sorry I'm stammering like this. Welcome to my Tuesday. So Kevin's like, I prefer a hat. I've got a green head on my head. I've got a green head on my head. It's like, you are terrible. You are like the worst version of Pirates of Penzance I've ever seen. Just be quiet.
Yeah, he's like, oh God, he's doing a whole song and dance. He's like, I've got a green head on my head, on my head, on my head. Ow, my back. My back.
Yeah. Ow, my back. Ow, my face. Ow, my knee.
So Brian is like, Courtney, I think I need to talk to you. She's like, maybe. He's like, after dinner, maybe.
And
that's
then
it.
Brian,
I just like the way that she just is like, no, you fucked up, so I'm punishing you right now.
Yeah, because he's at, like, no conversation, just say you're sorry.
Yeah.
How about that? So Brian is talking to Ashton. He's like, well, she's upset with me, bro. I have to be honest, you know, I knew we'd have to have the convo, and I wanted to text her first because I knew it was coming, and then she took it like we're breaking up on Messenger, and then she went to Kate and Kevin and talked shit behind my back, bro. What gives her the right to do that? Because people have a right to talk to their friends about what's going on in their lives.
Maybe
if you don't like that, then don't fuck people at work.
Maybe the reason why she thought she could do that is for the same reason why you're talking to Ashton right now about Courtney.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah.
Maybe that, you know how you just sort of assume that, like, when you have something emotional happening in your life that you can talk to a friend, you know how you're doing that with Ashton? Yeah. Yeah. That's what she was doing.
Because that's what friends do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think because she's talking to Kate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kate. It's like, it's the other woman that they hate.
Mm-hmm. But so, and Kate's then, actually, if anything, Kate is the one who's actually trying to get Courtney to talk to Brian, because Courtney is, she's like, I'm just annoyed that it's interfering with my work. You know, I have to, like, pick up all the vases that Simone's been throwing around the living room because she thinks that they're fly swatters. And Kate's like, you know, well, maybe talking to him will make you less upset. And she goes, it'll probably make me cry, and then I'll have puffy red eyes, and then I'll be thinking about how I just cried at work.
Gross. Oh my God, guess what Alexis is doing? She's reading a book. Just kidding. She's making out with that hot guy. Objectively.
She is out of control. Out of control.
So Riley is helping Kate decorate. I love that, like, the silent Riley revenge on this show is that they always show her doing jobs that aren't her job.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we'll show Riley doing all the laundry and Riley decorating when she doesn't have to, you know?
I know. They're looking angry while doing it, too.
Yeah. Well, that's her style.
Glasses the right.
So then
got it.
The deck crew is... Wait, Court hears Kate.
No,
what is that?
So Courtney and Kate are in the galley, and then Courtney, like, opens a drawer, and it goes like, and then Kate is like, oh my God. And Courtney goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, literally so sorry that my Canadian accent came out. I'm so sorry. I tried all season not to say I'm so sorry, but you got me. I'm so sorry, Kate.
So Ashton's giving orders to everybody, and he's like, all right, you know, tidy up, keep clean. Riley, make sure we have fresh towels and clean furniture. Take out the trash. Anything else we can make Riley do? Anybody else? And Riley's like, okay. Oh, goddammit, fuck you. I hope you die tomorrow.
Yeah. So now it's dinner time, and Alexis is like, oh my God, I told every guy that I dated that I'm never getting married again. And then I met Drew, and I'm like, when are we getting married? When are we getting married? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Am I right? And he's like, oh my God, kill me now. Would it be bad if I jumped off the side of this yacht right now? It'd be worth it, right? I'm at my peak.
Yeah, he's so uncomfortable. And then, of course, it's Kevin. It's a Kevin dinner, so let's watch people eat some meat and potatoes. He's lucky it's Irish Day.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Kevin's old standby's work. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I love salmon. Thank you.
Is this a potato latke? No, that's prime rib. Oh God, really wonderful.
So Riley is all frustrated. And then Kate's ironing. She's like, well, back to my happy place.
Did someone break this iron? Is that a toothbrush in the iron? Simone?
just making a martini, Kate. Idiot.
You're putting Tide into a pea pod. It's not a martini.
So Tanner's like, you want to have it? Sorry. Tanner's like, you want to have a smoke, Kate? And she's like, yeah. So they go smoke on deck together. And he's like, hey, you guys getting along today, huh? What do you think of hooking up? What do you think about it? Should we hook up? Should we not hook up? What do you think about it? She's like, oh my God, don't tell me you want to hook up. Just do it. Jesus.
Okay, because I was thinking about putting it in my iCal for tomorrow night. We'd hook up maybe around 10:30 p.m. I don't know. I got to call my mom and see what she's got to say about it. What do you think?
She's like, well, it's probably awkward with Simone. We should probably wait a day or two. So,
yeah. So then, so Brian is now texting Courtney. He's like, cool, you really shouldn't have brought this up with Kate. Now it's going to be all over the boat by morning. You took this whole thing the wrong way. I'm like, maybe if you don't want something to be taken the wrong way, you would say it to her face to face rather than over text message where everything can get taken the wrong way at all times.
And meanwhile, none of that ever happens. Like, it's going to be all over the boat by morning.
You also told Ashton, don't forget. You also talked to Ashton. And remember, it was also Kevin, too. Don't blame it all on Kate. Kevin was the one who gossiped the most about it.
So Courtney's like, Brian is still texting me. And then Alexis, cut back to Alexis still talking. She's like, yeah, wasn't going to get married. But then I was like, what are we going to do? Oh, my God. I'm so glad he didn't give up on me. Because, like, at the beginning, I was such a bitch to him. I mean, I was a bitch, right? Well, not, I wasn't that much of a bitch. How much of a bitch was I, honey? Like, was I that much of a bitch? Are we getting married? We are getting married. Cannot wait to get married.
So if I was a huge bitch, if I was a huge bitch, kiss me once. If I was not a huge bitch, kiss me twice.
The guests are so bored. Even the guy who talked about pooping out a dozen donuts is just like, oh my God, can we get some better conversation here?
Seriously. So, Courtney is telling Kate, like, Brian's, like, still texting me. Like, stop texting me. Like, I don't need to use my data plan on this. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Brownie souffle about to be served.
Also, Captain Lee, he goes wandering into the bathroom. And he's like, God damn it. No toilet paper up in here. This is what happens when you loan out your room to an America's Next Top Model friend.
Oh, my God. There's so much chocolate. You know what? We're going to bed. We're going to have fun, guys. Bye. Oh, my God. There's a mirror in our bedroom. I just can't.
It's nice to be reminded of how awful Alexis Bellino is, you know?
I know.
It's a nice touch.
I would love to see this playing out, though, on The Real Housewives, this relationship with this guy who obviously doesn't like her at all.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. So now it's 10:15 p.m. Courtney's finally off work, so she goes into her room and starts to cry. And she's basically like, look, I'm overwhelmed. I thought that, like, he genuinely liked me, and I'm realizing he didn't, and I can't handle it emotionally. So I'm going to cry right now and look at pictures of Sifu Towers on Google Images until I smile again.
I know I'm going to go Pinterest as many seafood towers as I can find on the goddamn internet. So the second day of charter, Kevin tells Courtney, did you and Brian sort your shit out? Fuck off, troublemaker. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And basically they still haven't talked. And in fact, she's in the galley and he like sidles by her and they like don't talk or look at each other. It was like, ooh, frosty times on the boat.
Yeah. Kevin's like, oh, I can do anything with eggs. Anything and everything. And so someone goes, Benedict? He's like, coming right up, meme. Wow. It's like watching MasterChef.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
I'll tell you about it, Benedict. Benedict Arnold, traitor. Just like my father when he said he was going to pick me up after school that time. Daddy.
So Riley is seeing the guests off. I'm like, bye, Riley. Bye, Riley. We love you, Riley. And Ashton's like, will the guests like you? And she's like, yeah, everyone likes me except you boys. He goes, huh, because they only get a tiny taste of you. Look, okay, now, so I'm being to you because I've barely seen you. Bye. And he's like, speeds off on the boat with the guests.
And she's just like, dumbasses. Fucking
dumbasses.
So then, meanwhile, Kevin is like, his backache has been getting worse and worse, and now all of a sudden he's like doubled over. And Simone goes, "What are you doing on the floor?" Like, I think he's just like looking for some spare, you know, silverware. I think that's what it is, Simone. He's in pain.
He's like, "Give me some painkillers. I can't straighten my back." And I was like, "Wow, he must be sick if he's telling someone where his painkillers are." I mean, I have to be on fire to be telling someone where my shit is.
Well, you know, he's also, you know how bad his pain was that Teh, the first mate, came up to help. Like, it was one thing that when we got a few Darien, you know, cameos, but Teh, I'm like, wow, Teh's here. That's a big deal.
He's like, this is the worst back pain I've ever hit. I don't know where I'm going to get through. And then Riley is in her cabin, just still all depressed about these guys. She's like, I mean, this is the worst scenario I've ever had. I'm still learning. And then you have a meathead who doesn't know what he's doing. And then Bruce, who follows his lead for bro code.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. It sucks to be Riley. I mean, this is just like, yes, Riley should react better to things, but there is definitely like a boys club going on there. So then Courtney, she turns to Kate and she's like, poor Kevin, he hurt his back and couldn't move. Teh had to help him. I didn't even know we had someone named Teh on the boat. I thought like every time it was on the sheets, it was just a typo, but he's real and he's here and he helps.
Kate just goes, okay.
It's good to know. We'll just heat up some sofas. It's about as good anyway.
So now that the big talk with Brian and Courtney, he's stressing out like she's been ignoring him, which has been getting him all worked up about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, can we talk? You took it the wrong way. She's like, because it hurt me because I thought you liked me. And he's like, I do. That's why I was talking to you about it. But then you go and tell Kate and Kevin, and I never did that to you once. I never did it to you once when we had a problem.
Yeah. And then she's basically like, why are you bleeding from your chest? Oh, I fell on some rocks. That's all. My chest.
I'm a face. So Brian's like, I don't like anyone knowing my business. And she's like, well, sorry you feel that way. I've just been busy and it's distracting me. And he's like, oh, you're sorry? You're sorry you feel that way? Oh, fuck off.
I know, seriously. That? Seriously, like she's allowed to, like you basically dropped a bomb on her, and if you don't realize it's a bomb, then that's gonna be on you. And she's like, sorry, I didn't realize you were so private about those things, given that you've talked about our relationship to your friends all season long.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Can I get a kiss? And she's like, I don't know. And he goes, oh, you don't know? Okay, then fine.
Yeah. So he leaves, and Kevin's still like, still moaning down in the crew mess, daddy. And Captain Lee is like, well, that's all I need is for our chef to go down. I mean, it's the one department I can't fix. I mean, I'm just an old line chef. I can't do anything about it.
What could I possibly do being a trained line chef?
If they have the captain take over, I will fall over dead.
For your first course, we have a ceviche of Cheerio. And then for our second course, this is a Cheerio puree. And for your third, we have a roasted Cheerio on a bed of Cheerio dust with a Cheerio foam.
Nailed it. God.
Please be the chef. Please be the chef.
It would be amazing.
And that brings us to the end of Bloedeek, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to go to watchcrappins.com to get tickets to Detroit and Columbus next week. Also, be sure to take advantage of that Madison, Wisconsin presale while you can. And, of course, there's still time to vote for the Crappies, so go do that because they are on Friday night in downtown Los Angeles. So it's going to be super fun. That's basically it. We'll talk to you mañana with some Vanderpump Rules.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I have absolutely no interest in being somebody else's muse. I am not a muse. I am the somebody. End of story.
Meet Daisy Jones, musician, frontwoman, rock and roll icon. Join Daisy on a nostalgia-fueled trip into the hedonistic world of 1970s LA in the novel Everyone's Talking About. Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Listen to or read the first chapter free at daisyjonesandthesix.co.uk.
Hard Megxit or soft Megxit? Have Harry and Meghan misjudged public feeling? And what does their departure mean for the future of the monarchy? With questions mounting, turn to The Telegraph for answers. Subscribe today at telegraph.co.uk.